Patty Nickel, Origin Royalties, how are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on. 2024 Rural Investment Symposium. Yes. How's it going for you?
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's a fantastic conference. The organizers, the Rural Symposium, put on a great event. A lot of good companies here and backed by a lot of good investors. So it's nice to have the mix of both together at the show.
Yeah. How's the energy level here at this one? Is it the conference or it just seems better, or is it the time of year?
There is a high energy level, and I think that, you know, the markets have had a tough go over the past few years, and with the increase in a lot of the commodity prices now, you're seeing the sort of renewed sense of optimism, and so you're seeing that when people come to the booth, they're interested in owning the company, they're interested in what's going on in these companies, and so not just Origin, but for a lot of the booths and companies that are here, that you can see them going from booth to booth, and they're getting their information, which is a really positive sign.
Yeah, excellent. So let's talk about the company here and your business model. Just so you know, I am a huge, huge fan as well as investor in royalty companies.
Sure.
And I'm going to go out on a limb, sure, and I'm not an investor in Origin, but you guys are a royalty generator.
Yes.
Is that correct? So tell me about that and how that's different than just a royalty company.
Sure. So to become a royalty company, at least in our case, to take a step back, we were actually originally prospect generators. And I think you know that business model as well. That's taking early stage exploration assets. We put it in the hands of exploration partners, so a joint venture, if you will. We collect cash payments, share payments, and we always create that royalty on the back end of every deal that we do. And so the portfolio that we've got today has been created off the back of our prospect generation business. And so of those royalties that have been created, we've got two key discoveries to our name now. One is the Ermitaño royalty. That's in Mexico. That's in production, started production in 2021. And so that's now providing us a tremendous amount of stability, cash flow. It allows us a bit more flexibility on running our prospect generation business, but also has a focus for us to actually do more royalty-based transactions. The other royalty that we have is called Expanded Silicon Project, owned by AngloGold Ashanti in Nevada. That's a 1% net smelter return royalty. That was a discovery back in 2018. Since then, they've drilled about 300,000 meters into the royalty AOI. It's probably a lot higher now, given that was a number from earlier this year. But it's proving to be a very large resource. There's a 4.2 million ounce resource in the area called Silicon, and then there's a 9.1 million ounce inferred resource in what's called the Merlin Zone. So if you combine them, there's 13.3 million ounces in the ground of contained gold. So very exciting for us. So we have a model of early stage exploration. It's organic royalty generation. So most of the royalties, we don't go and buy them. We actually generate them through the deals that we do. So our business model is a bit unique and different from a lot of the other royalty companies out there who do primarily royalty acquisitions as opposed to royalty creation. So there is a bit of a difference there.
Okay, so let's go on that. What's the thing that can go, I'm trying to figure it out and I don't know the answer. What can go wrong with your business model?
What can go wrong with the business model? I mean, there's a couple of things. The flat markets,
right?
When we're trying to generate projects, and we are generating projects, if we can't put them out into the market for sale or option, you suddenly aren't creating your royalties like you once were. So there is an impediment to the business model. So it makes the business development side of our business that much more expensive.
Right.
The other side of it too is that there is a gestation period for these royalties to go from creation all the way to production.
Right.
Right? It's not you buy a royalty and next week you've got cash flow.
Right.
It's that you create a royalty and you wait 5-10 years,
right,
and you get cash flow.
Right.
So there is that thing that is a bit of a, I would say maybe an impediment, if you will. But the patient money will see the reward. We don't take on debt by doing it this way. Those are the two main features of, I think, challenges within our business. This is more of a patient business model. So you have to buy into the fact that you're going to see value and you're going to have significant leverage to value, but it takes longer than it normally would if you were a standard royalty company.
Yeah. And what I like actually about the royalty business, and I know that you're a royalty generator, so it's significantly different, but it's yet, I want to say there's a lot of similarities, but what I like about it, it's very boring, and boring is really good, right? I mean that in a sense, is you're not taking on the risk as a bringing on a mine, whereas I just talked to some people that have a staff in the thousands. You have a staff, I'm guessing, below a dozen people, if not smaller.
Yeah, we have about 10 people on our team. Most of them are geologists, which is exactly what you want, being a prospect generator, and focused in that area. But yes, you're absolutely right. The risk associated with being a royalty company, even early stage prospect generation, we don't drill our projects. Right. We get it to a certain target status. We try to put the best pieces and bits and pieces in front of our exploration partners, and they take on the cost and risk. Obviously, they get 100% of the project at the end of the deal, but they take on the risk of drilling it and developing it. So all those capital costs that you would have associated with a mining operation, we're not part of that. What we collect at the end is our royalty, but there's no costs really associated with collecting that royalty. So the, you're right. The risk on royalty companies and even the prospect generation side of the business is exceptionally low. We focus more on doing this time and time again as opposed to one single asset. Yeah. So it's, in a cliche way, you're kind of buying lottery tickets, if you will, to see how many of these, it's, you know, some point some of these take shape. And in our case, Ermitaño was created and Silicon was created, and they're huge assets. I mean, for us.
Those are your tickets that hit.
Yes, those are the tickets that hit.
So I think that's a great analogy, actually, but that leads you to the next question. How many tickets do you currently have, and what are you projecting? What are you projecting out?
So I guess if you look at our optioned projects, there's 8 currently that are out there right now. We partner with private companies, small public companies, and then we go all the way to the larger companies, Nevada Gold Mines, I-80 Gold are our partners as well. So we have those types of companies involved with us as well. And then beyond that, we have the portfolio of 25 royalties that are out there that also could be, well, there's 2, Ermitaño and Silicon, but the remaining royalty portfolio, any one of those could be the next sort of value creation, leg creation in the stool, if you will. And so there's lots of opportunity to create that. But with respect to the option projects, there's probably upwards of 30,000 meters of drilling being completed on those projects this year. And again, that's all partner funded money. We don't have any cost associated with that. So any one of those projects that are being currently explored could be the next one that, that gets created for us. And we've got some great projects, really exciting ones. So we're hopeful for that.
Well, and that leads me to then, how are you getting, really getting the word out? Because this is such, royalty companies have been around for, since I'm, you know, Franco, Nevada, or thinking about that when I was a young kid in the 90s, really.
Yeah.
But it's still, I don't want to say it's a new thing, but still an unknown thing. So how are you educating the public, if you wouldn't, the investors out there?
Yeah, I think
to know about that.
For us, we're at these conferences. I think the business model, especially prospect generation, I think is such a small, such a niche
it really
model.
Is.
And it's not easy to do. It's very difficult because you're asking your geologist to think of a great idea, whether it's a generative alliance idea or just a project itself, to think of a great project. Then you've got to develop it. Then you've got to find a partner to take it on. So it's sort of this dual-prong process and get a good deal so you're getting your royalty. And that's not easy to do. Most of the companies who are more single-asset focused raise all their money and drill it in one shot. So that's educating people on that is, I think, of prime importance. It's very difficult to value prospect generators because you can have a whole bunch of early stage projects, but you don't really know what the true value is because there's no discovery yet.
Right.
When you get to that discovery is when you get into that with the in our case, you get to that royalty phase, and that's where the value is better understood. And so there is that process too of trying to educate investors on having the patience to see our royalties come into being. And not everyone's going to make it.
Right.
Odds are they won't. That's just the nature of our business.
Right.
But it's having that patience. And it's why we're at these conferences, is to educate people on what they need to understand with respect to our business model.
Got it. Now, you just mentioned your staff. A lot of people on your staff are former geologists or current geologists,
yep.
I should say.
Yep.
Give us a little bit about your background. And the reason I ask that is what's really important to me is betting on the management, betting on the horse.
Yeah, management's important. So I'm not a geologist.
Right.
So I'm one of the few that aren't. I've spent my entire career in the mineral exploration business right from a teenager, working in exploration camps throughout British Columbia, Alaska. And working alongside geologists, I knew that, you know, a career in geology probably wasn't for me. I was more interested in the financial side of the market, but I love being exposed to the mining business. So I've had a career of public company management. We're working on single asset focused companies, working with prospect generators, and working with a variety of companies over my career. So with a company called Evrim Resources, I started in 2010. It became my sole focus. That was a prospect generator. When we merged with a group called Renaissance Gold in early 2020, which combined the Ermitaño and Silicon assets together, is when we took on Origin. So I've had a pretty broad exposure to the markets, the ups and downs, as you know, how good it can be and how tough it can be. But yeah, that's been sort of my history into the business. And I think I've surrounded myself with a great team of people. In fact, I know I have. I think I have. I know I have. Is the geologists on the ground, they are fantastic. I mean, look, we've got two discoveries, one in Ermitaño, one in Silicon, and that was all because of them. Certainly, it took a lot of drilling to get those deposits, those projects to where they are today. But the kernel of thought, like the idea that those projects were actually or could be worth something, though it's to those guys' credit. And so we have a great team in Mexico, in Reno, Nevada. Mark Kulba, who is one of our chief geoscientists, he was the guy that actually had the idea to go explore Silicon. And we obviously passed it off as a project to AngloGold Ashanti. They've taken it the rest of the way, and credit to them for putting those drills where they were put and making that discovery. But again, it takes a really solid team, and the guys, the boots on the ground, are the guys that do it for us.
Good for you. It really is about the team all the time,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, absolutely.
So if people want to do business with you, one thing is Adrian Day, I interviewed him 3 hours ago.
Okay.
That interview will drop before you.
Oh,
he
good.
Spoke glowingly of you. So nice all of the listeners out there, there's a plug. Watch the Adrian Day video. He spoke glowingly of Patty and everything that you guys are doing there at Origin.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And but if people want to do business with you, they want to learn more about the company or buy your stock.
Number one, you can visit the website, www.originroyalties.com. You can email me at any time. My name's Patty, P-A-D-D-Y, at originroyalties.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you guys might have. Let us know.
What's your ticker symbol and where you traded?
OGN on the Vancouver TSX Venture Exchange. I shouldn't say Vancouver. That's old style.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Patty. It's great to meet you and thank you for coming on board.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.